Okay, good morning, everybody. We're back in business. When cloud, okay, cloud gimel tefei. Very good. Talking about the different ways some people think that we're not over lashon hara. We are misconceptions. We showed harbe aponim bebali lashon hara masaprim derek ramos. There are other ways people sometimes who are often speaking lashon hara. And they do it in a underhanded way, a tricky way. Who? What do they do? Shemasapra ma'iman lufi tuman achavrehem kilu einam yodum shesavadesha dibu lashon haru. There's a phraseology in Hebrew we have in the Halacha and Gemara several times, which is something which is mesiach lufi tumo. Mesiach lufi tumo means where, by the way, you let something out. Right. In other words, I was saying something, and you know, underhandedly, by the way, I let something out. So if you hear the person, like, he's not, you know, coming out and saying, "Oh, Shlomo is a dodo bird," or "Shlomo doesn't know how to play ball," or "Shlomo doesn't do any business," or "Shlomo is not honest," or whatever like that. But rather, while he's telling a story, implied in the story is that piece of information. So the guy, he knows what he's doing. You know, he knows that he's giving over information which is not very nice. But he's saying in a way which is tricky. So he thinks he's getting away with it. He's not really saying lashon hara, right? For instance, he says like this. He says, you know, he doesn't want to say Shlem is a rip-off artist. Shlem has a story, to, you know. So, but he's gonna ruin his panacea. He says to everyone. He says, you know, yeah, I was shopping in another neighborhood and they had the same product that we have at our supermarket over here with Shlem. So, I don't know, the other neighborhood, it was like much cheaper. I don't know. Every product was, you know. In other words, what he's implying is Shlem is a rip-off artist. Shlem is, you know, he's trying to say what's not about Shlomo, but he's saying it Masiach Lefitumo, right? Ki'ilu Einim Yodim, as if he doesn't know that what he's doing is Lashon Hara. Oh, Sha'afilu Masim Shaploni. Oh, Sha'elu Masim Shaploni. He says, this is what Ploni does. Kol Zevchiyetz V'Zevch Lashon Hara. Even though he doesn't come out straight and say, this person is dishonest, or this person is not nice, etc., etc. But if through a discussion about a topic, you let out that this person is dot 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 fill in the blank something derogatory, that is called lashon hara. Sometimes, you know, we try to fool ourselves that we're not doing an aveira. You know what I mean? You know? Try to fool ourselves. You know, I don't really say lashon hara. You know what you did. You know what you did. You told a story, and it was very implied in the story a certain piece of information about the other person. That's called lashon hara. But say you can fool yourselves. You can fool some at a time, you know, but you can never fool the Rebbein Shalom. So the halacha is that that's called lashon hara. Okay. Sivav, v'day, you should know. Afilum lo boy, the lashon hara shalom, shum ra'al lishahu. Even if nothing negative ended up happening to the person. For instance, let's say, using my example that I just used, I say lashon hara about Shlomo, that he's a rip-off artist, that his store is a rip-off artist, don't go to his store, I'm trying to ruin his business. Yeah? So I'm saying lashon hara about him. But you like Shlomo, you're Shlomo's mother, I don't know. You're gonna shop at Shlomo's store no matter what. Whatever I say, you're not gonna listen to me. It's the only store you have to go to, whatever it is. You don't care what I say. So nothing, there won't be any negative consequences because of my speech. Or you don't believe me. Ah, this guy. He said, you know, some people are such Bali lashon hara and Bali sheker that they ruin it for themselves. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. So he's trying to tell you the Shlomo is a ripple fighter. You don't believe him, right? So therefore, you're going to still go shop and nothing negative happened. You're to possess something like that. Apa pike mechla lashon hara lenapka. Still, it is not exited from the rule of lashon hara. It's a kapara. You need atonement for that sin. Yoytim is there. Even if you assume in the beginning, I know what I'm going to say is not going to be accepted, or I know that what I'm going to say is not going to cause any harm to his chance of a job. He has the job wrapped up. Let's say, for instance, they interview a rabbi for the job, and everyone in the shul votes for the rabbi, and he's got the job. I walk into shul the next morning, I go, I know that guy from yeshiva. Let me just tell you something. He sat behind me on the Bechina the only time he did well. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to say that he's not a Talmid Chacham or whatever it is. Meanwhile, the guy already has the job wrapped up. No one's going to believe me. Even if I had that, even though I knew that in the beginning, still, Apple PK, also low Sapir Gnusa, okay? So to summarize, number one, it's also to say, Lashonara, Afilu Lepitumo, meaning even if you didn't come out and say it, but you told a story that, what's the word, underhandly or tricky, said Lashonara, number two, even if no negative consequences came to the person you spoke it about, still, it is called Yisr Lashonara. About to be back in business, I apologize about my throat. It's Shema, Fur Shlema, won't sound like a frog anymore. And we'll continue tomorrow with Siv Zayin. Shkoyach, everybody.